you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you. Reading from Psalm 40, verse 5. And this is one of my favorite verses. In fact, we shared it yesterday. I've never shared the same verse 2 days in a row, but there were so many stories to tell, so many God sightings, so many things to share that I'm going to start off with it again today. And I have two special guests in the studio that I'll introduce in just a minute. But Psalm 40, verse 5, many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us. No one could recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they'd be too many to declare. And that's the case today. There were so many God sighting stories to share yesterday that we won't even be able to finish or complete or share them all today, but we're going to do our best. And joining me in the studio, Jim, I'm not taking like 6 or 8 minutes to interview my guest. I'm going right into it.
I'm proud of you.
As you have mentioned, but our board member, Peggy Meyer, is joining us today. Peggy is a sweet, dear friend I've known for how many years?
Since 2004.
2004, many years, many trips to Israel. She's volunteered dozens and dozens of times over the years, usually at Singing Men concerts or other radio events and gatherings. She's been on our board for a few years and appreciate her gifts, and I'll come back to her in just a minute. I got to embarrass her a little, but I always appreciate having Peggy as a part of our broadcast. And then Jim Gunther, you've heard shout-outs for years about him. He's another like Mr. Haynes from Green Acres, if any of you remember that. When he has his truck, he's always bringing in something, repairing something, fixing something. In fact, he was the one yesterday I mentioned on Monday's edition of Mark and Friends about the day of the event. He was still helping to hang some of the artwork, and the day before, the last 2 days before the grand opening, he was doing all the final adjustments, adjusting the door, getting the artwork up, just doing a little bit of everything. So he's been a dear friend for many, many years. And one thing I like about Jim, and I've learned many life lessons from him, he always will share little nuggets of things he's learned from others. He said, you know, my dad used to always say, you know, surround yourself with people maybe a little better than you, because you can learn from them and aspire to take on some of their characteristics or traits or hard work ethics or whatever it is. And many of those nuggets you've shared, Jim, over the many years that we've been friends. And you've also been on a trip to Israel with me with the 50 men when we had the Singing Men of GNN. So I have two dear friends. In fact, another shout out to Jim. The wonderful grand opening open house wouldn't have happened if it wasn't Jim behind the scenes doing so many different things. And he was also the one 5 years ago that helped launch and build our studio and set up at Lincoln Square Mall. So Jim has done just about everything, other than maybe transmitter sites. I think you've not been there yet. But
I'm not going to climb up 1,200 feet.
Yeah. And then back to Peggy. I'm kind of excited. These are two friends that have been used of God in my life for so many years. But what I love about Peggy, and maybe she can talk a little bit about it, but I saw in Peggy some characteristics and things that she didn't see in herself. And it's not that I found Peggy, but I saw God working in Peggy's life and wanting to expand. I think they call it taking Peggy out of her comfort zone into God's courageous zone. And that happened on a trip to Israel some years ago. But Peggy, you're serving on our board. You love the radio ministry. You you and your parents have been very great supporters for so many years, but why invest the time in the radio ministry and why sit on the board?
Because I see all the great things that God is doing in and through this radio station, and I want to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. I want to advance the kingdom just like the radio station to edify, educate, and evangelize.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say to somebody that's, well, I'm not gifted, I'm not that outgoing, I'm not a huge leader. What has God taught you over the years? And what could you say to somebody that's maybe timid or doesn't feel like they're supposed to be in a prominent role, but maybe they are?
To trust in the Lord and remember, you may have been called for such a time as this.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll tell a little of the story. What was I saying earlier, Jim? You know, sometimes the introductions are, well, it seems like, Mark, you were going to introduce somebody, but you ended up telling their whole story.
It could take a while.
I said, yeah, I like to tell their story. Sometimes I can do it better than them. But Peggy is the case. She's not so much a shy one because she's very outgoing, very pleasant, very sweet to be around. In fact, you volunteered for 4 or 5 hours this past Saturday. Mm-hmm. But Peggy would be one that's definitely a behind-the-scenes person, likes to help and assist and serve in various ways, but wouldn't generally consider herself a leader or somebody out front. But I saw abilities and gift sets that I just felt that God wanted to bring out in her. And so on one of the trips to Israel, I said, Peggy, I need you in a leadership role. I need you to have some oversight and to be a team leader and to organize different things. And you took that on and you saw that you could do it and do it well and people love to work with you. And so what I wanted to say to maybe the listener that felt maybe somewhat like you, that I'm not that capable or that's not my skill sets, that sometimes being stretched a little allows God to do some things, even in you. And I think it's really brought out some of your personality and some of your gifts that you wouldn't have maybe fostered or thought you were strong in.
And you know, Pastor Jason says that God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So, amen. That's and Jim, good. I've already kind of doubted on too much yesterday and today, but a great guy used of God in so many different ways. Besides all the help he's done with the Singing Men of GNN, with setup, with lugging all the equipment around, with the trailer and using his truck, and I could go on and on. But today we want to focus a little more on the grand opening open house and the different ways that God blessed people and encouraged them. And we got to know some of the listeners and the supporters. And so we've set out, these are just some of the cards that people replied as they came here and got their gift bag, which incidentally, anytime this week between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m., we're open, we're full service. You can come by, pick up your gift bag. We have some desserts here. We have treats and snacks, and we'll show you around, and you can learn about the radio ministry firsthand. And some of you, I can record a radio spot. In fact, yesterday, we had visits from a number of people, but there was a family, the Nyberger family from Homer, and I recorded little sweet 11-year-old Ava and 10-year-old Richard. In fact, Richard, he says, sometimes I get to stay up late and hear Unshackled. I thought, wow, that's kind of a rough program sometimes with all that sound effects and such. And little Ava and Richard said, and one of our favorite programs in the evening is we listen to Mark and Friends. And they said, will we be able to see Mark today? And I said, I am Mark. And they were like, oh, we are unworthy. It was funny. They were shaking my hand. And so saw how sweet that God would use a 10 and 11-year-old to bless me. But they came in yesterday, and we gave them gift bags, and it was fun to have them sit down and have some cake with us. So let's read some of the responses from some of those that attended. I'll begin with, because we had a judge in the house. So on Saturday during our grand opening open house, Judge Sam and his lovely wife, Cindy Lementato, they came in. He's serving, I guess, as one of our area judges. I don't know how that all works. I think he's up for re-election pretty soon. And I certainly wouldn't get political, but he has a great faith journey. He attends Meadowbrook Church. And we sat down and talked for a little while. And I think I'll have him on a future Testimony Tuesday program. But, yeah, we had a judge come and be a part of our festivities and then a lot of listeners and supporters. So, Peggy, pick out one of the listeners and tell me what they had to say.
Molly from Farmer City says, we love so many of the radio shows and our family has listened for years.
Hmm. Amen. Jim?
This is from Audie. My favorite thing about Great News Radio is how Mark and Holly use it to unite and encourage everyone. The gift God has given them is in very good use, and it's a pleasure to know them and be blessed by them.
Oh, yeah, she's a sweet one. She said when she was at the event, why didn't you call me? I would have volunteered. And I said, oh, I just didn't think about it. But for the future, you know, Jim, you know about this. So do you, Peggy. Once a volunteer, always a volunteer. You never get out of it. So appreciate her offer. As I read yesterday's email that I sent to Marketplace Mall in their corporate office about the success of the event, and thanks for working with us and allowing the singing men to be in Dick's Court and for future opportunities for the men to sing, the corporate office wrote back, this is Sammy, and she said, this is awesome. She was appreciating my recap and what happened, and I sent her some photos, and I read all that yesterday, and that program is archived at greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org under the Mark and Friends link. But her reply was, this is awesome. That's to the letter I wrote her. I am so happy it was such a success. Adding Great News to Marketplace is one of the things I am most proud of. Such a great partnership. Thanks for sharing. And that was Sammy from the corporate offices of the Marketplace Shopping Center. And they're owned by the parent company, Brookfield Properties, that has properties in malls all over the world, China and other countries, and I think in New York. And I mean, these are huge multi-million dollar complexes and properties. And so, yeah, it was fun. And her mother worked for the Bot Network, which is like Moody with hundreds of stations throughout the country, which has certain very biblical programming, and so she was familiar with it and thought it was great to have us here at Marketplace Mall, which it seems like it's going to be a great fit.
John from Paxton says, some of my favorite Bible teachers are David Jeremiah, Charles Stanley, Mark Job, focus on the family. They bring very important messages for family development.
Hmm.
Janet Parshall keeps the pulse on the DC crowd.
Hmm.
Gospel greats are the greatest. And we can't forget Mark and Friends.
Oh, jeez. Hey, I didn't pick these all out, everyone. These are just what were dropped off and mentioned yesterday.
And then they say, God bless.
Yeah. John and Gail, they helped deliver the Prime Lifetimes publication throughout the northern part of our area, and we appreciate those, too.
This is from Les. I really appreciate how active Great News Media is in the community. Sing Him In, Radio Theater, Prime Lifetimes, and etc. I also enjoy the great programming.
Oh, that was Les. Thanks, Les. This comes from Bill Gingold, Dr. William Gingold. He actually donated, he and his wife Phyllis, the Prime Lifetimes publication to us a little over five years ago, and loved the ministry work that we were doing in the community, our heart for seniors, and he just felt like we sat down, and it's a long, involved story, but he said, I want to donate this publication to you guys, and he's really appreciated how we've expanded it and had it grow and how it serves the community. But he came to the open house and he wrote a little email. Fantastic grand opening. Keep it up. Please let me know where and when I may be of help. Oh, dangerous words, Bill. But thanks for your kind words. Thanks for coming out to our grand opening open house.
And this listener says, what I like most about WGNN is the variety of programming. I like the preaching, the children's shows, the news, and the music.
Hmm.
I started listening the first week of the station when a friend at work told me, hey, there's a new Christian radio station.
Yeah, that was April 7th, 1996. It happened to fall on Easter Sunday. In fact, that's the day we just wanted to launch it to God's glory. What better day on Resurrection Sunday to launch a ministry, a new radio broadcasting ministry to His glory? And so, yeah, it's been 26 years. Because of COVID, we didn't really get to have a 25-year anniversary. But I kept thinking maybe I should do a delayed COVID 25-year anniversary. But we'll figure out something.
This is an unnamed input here. We listen almost every evening, WGNJ, 9:30 to 11:30, Night Sounds, Unshackled, and Josh Moody. Other times is when we drive.
Hmm.
So they didn't sign it.
Okay, okay. This comes from Steve and Alice from Urbana, longtime supporters, good friends, a neat couple. He goes, Mark, it was great to speak to you and Holly again at the grand opening. We especially love the hot dogs. Did you get them from GFS or somewhere else? Alice really wanted to get them. And so I emailed him back and replied how they came from Costco and how we worked out a deal and all that. And then he goes on to write, the Prime Life Times pillows were really cool. You can see those over there. What do you think about using them as a fundraiser? They are very nice looking, Steve and Alice. So anyways, I responded to that.
And Dee says, I got to meet Tim Nelson today from Thursday morning. I love to hear his AM show. Thank you for today. Congratulations and God bless.
Yeah, that's sweet words.
This is from Dean in Champaign. Great News Radio has great teaching and wonderful extras for other interests. I thoroughly enjoy it. God bless all of who are involved.
Amen. Amen. This comes from Nancy Seward, who we love, and her beloved husband who's with the Lord now, Leonard. But she writes, wonderful update to read. She also was included in a little update I gave to all the singing men of GNN. I am so glad for your new radio center where so many people will be blessed by your presence. I was happy to attend to be a part of the celebration. God is so faithful to provide. I look forward to the singing men of GNN mini mall concerts. There may be opportunities to even sing Christmas carols outside in front of the center. I can just picture a Dickens Christmas card setting out front with the singing men of GNN as carolers. Maybe women can join in too. Just a thought to get your thoughts spinning, Mark.
There
congratulations to all. Yeah. Blessings, Nancy from Champaign. Appreciate you, Nancy. And yeah, we talked about having maybe a variety of churches, maybe every half hour or 45 minutes a different church or a ministry would send singers. And I'm thinking of, especially if it's cold, if we do it in the food court, we'll just start at like 10:30. 10:30 to 11 is one group. 11 to 12 is another group. We're 12 to 1, 1 to 2, and just have that going on all day. So we'll be praying that up for this December.
Okay, Jim from Muhammad. I've been a Christian all my life, Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. But church on Sundays and a Bible study at home isn't enough. To be able to listen to God's Word through music and talk shows and preaching helps strengthen my soul every day. May God continue to bless you and all of us.
Well, you know, Peggy, as a board member, we always talk about the educate, edify, and evangelize. And yes, it's great to go to church. In fact, God kind of mandates it. We're supposed to assemble and gather together, and God uses the pastor and the church experience to grow us. That's His primary calling, that we all should be involved in a church. And yet, as a radio ministry, we can supplement that. We can be there at 2 in the morning or in the afternoon, or if you're shut in or incarcerated or in a situation where you can't go out, we want to supplement what the pastor and the church provides and then further the growth. I know as I'm driving around and I'm hearing a program, it's helping me develop character traits or biblical teaching that brings healthy conviction. And so I'm always growing. So yes, certainly be involved in your church. That's your priority, first love, if you will, but also tune us in as you're driving around or allow us to supplement what's being preached on Sunday.
This is from Sue and Muhammad.
Hey, Sue.
To Mark and all of WGNN, congrats on your new studio. Prayers and God continues to bless you in spreading His words. Love and prayers.
We'll take the prayers, appreciate the loving, and we feel it. This comes from Joyce. I talked about her a bit yesterday from Waterloo, Illinois. She's our office manager extraordinaire. I always call that about Karen. And
yeah.
Karen's like the younger equivalent of Joyce. She's a senior saint that is just so sweet and instrumental and strategic for our ministry in Springfield. But she lives in Waterloo and works remotely as Karen does, and it's really neat how it's all worked together. She's also our bookkeeper and keeps track of things. In fact, if I don't turn in a receipt or something, she's on me. So she's really good for Tim and I and for the team. But she writes, I hope you are rested up from the open house. So I got this on Sunday. It was a busy Saturday. So happy I was able to come and see the new offices and hear the singing men of GNN. It was a tiring day, but a blessing, because basically Waterloo to Springfield was a couple hours, and then then another hour and a half here, and then returning and getting home. So that was like a seven-hour day on the road. You have a wonderful location, and I know God opened up all the doors for Great News Radio. He, capital H-E, is at work, and what an awesome blessing to be a part of it all. I don't know your plans, but I was thinking the past few days if we should be contacting the programmers. So she goes on to, she's already thinking about, hey, the open house that we're going to have at the WLUJ family of stations in May, we need to be working that out and getting those gifts and prizes and everything coordinated. So I love that she's already on that and challenging me to think all through. And so we're designating Saturday, May 28th as an open house, a special gathering at the WLUJ studios. And we'll have more to say about that in the coming days, because I'm thinking we might have a couple food trucks and some unique fun things to do there. Yes, yes. Promise food and, you know, people show.
I may even come back from Tennessee.
Yeah, that's right.
Ava from Homer says, I like Adventures in Odyssey, Unshackled, and Paws and Tails. Mark and Friends is my favorite. Thank you very much.
I got to find a gift or something to send you. She was one of the ones that showed up yesterday with her brother Richard and Derek and their mom Kim, and they were talking about the unique way God's been at work in their lives. And she came over and shook my hand. It was just so sweet. She's going to go far. I recorded a radio announcement with her, so you'll hear that in the coming days.
This is from Dick and Linda from White Heath. Best news ever. We're so happy for your success, exclamation point.
Yeah, sweet couple, kind of neighbors across the way. It's always a delight to see them. Well, we just have enough time to pick out our three prize drawing winners. So here's the little bucket. And Peggy, you pull out the first one. Terry Howard. We both know
there
him,
we go.
Jim. He used
what
to
a great
sing
guy.
With the Singing Men of GNN. Terry Howard from Muhammad. He's going to get a Panera, a $25 Panera gift card. Okay, Jim, you pull it out. Woohoo.
All right.
Vicki Lutchman from Chatham, Illinois. Oh, her husband I know well is Bernie Lutchman. I've had him on the air before. So they drove all the way from Chatham. I think Vicki is Joyce's daughter, married to Bernie. So Bernie's the favored son-in-law. So they all drove together, and we're going to give them a $25 gift card to the Olive Garden that can also be used at Longhorn Steakhouse or Cheddar's or a number of other places. So we'll get that sent. And finally, again to you, Peggy. Okay, there we go. Mike Fitzgerald out of Urbana, Illinois, and you're going to get a $25 gift card to the Red Lobster.
Oh,
so thank
good.
You for coming to our event and filling these out. And if you stop by the event anytime between 10 and 4 today or through Friday, we'll continue to pull out three different $25 gift card gifts to give away, and you can be a part of that and come pick up your gift bag and snacks and have some dessert with us and see the radio ministry here. We're located between Lens Crafters and Old Navy right at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. So hope you can stop by and see us. Thank you, Peggy. Thank you, Jim, for being a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Peggy Meyer, and Jim Gunther with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.